Well, good morning. It's good to have all of you here. How are you this morning? Doing okay? Good. Did you hear the gospel story for today? Dead silence. Yes. You were listening, weren't you? Yeah, that's the one. We call that story the story of the Good Samaritan. So would you guess from that story that Samaritans were really wonderful, nice people that the Jewish folks thought were just the most special people in the world because they are the Good Samaritans? What do you think? It's a trick question, isn't it? Yes, it is. Well, we almost always think of those, oh, he was such a good Samaritan. You know, if you do something really good for somebody that they don't expect to have happen, we say, oh, you're such a good Samaritan. Really, Liam is just the best. He helped out his dad, and he took his cereal bowl in, and he cleaned it up. He's such a good Samaritan. He took care of things, right? You don't do that? Okay. Well, here's the deal. Really, the Samaritans in that time and the Jewish people didn't necessarily get along all that well. And in fact, yeah, the guy who was walking from Jericho to Jerusalem probably wouldn't have necessarily wanted a Samaritan to help him at all. But there he is. He's lying half dead in the street. And who walks by first? Do you remember? It was a pastor. A pastor, right? So you can see it. There you are. You're laying in the street. And I come along. What am I going to do? I'm going to just walk by. Look! Look! There's Charles on the ground. Ooh. I don't want nothing to do with Charles. Right? Even though he's like a member of my church and stuff, I would go, oh gosh, you know, I have got to get to lunch. And then who was the second one that came along? Remember? The Levite, right? Kind of a priest, kind of like a church council member, right? So Olivia Castro's walking by the road, and they're president of the congregation, and there she is, and she sees Charles lying on the street like this. And she says, oh man, I got a council meeting. And she walks right by. But then comes by the Samaritan. And he'd be like a total stranger. He wouldn't want any. He wouldn't know Charles from Adam. He wouldn't know nothing about him. And what do you think he would do? We'd expect him just to keep on going, right? He doesn't care about him one bit. But instead, he helps. He pours oil and wine on him, which I've always thought was very strange. He was making a little salad. But he poured, that was a way that they took care of wounds, oil and a little bit of wine, because wine helps kill germs. Put him on his own donkey and took him to a hotel. Well, we didn't expect that, did we? No. He was kind of a good Samaritan. That's how God is for us. God does things that we don't expect, and then God brings people into our lives that we don't expect. All right, last week, I know some of you weren't here, but last week we talked a little bit about gifts and so forth, and that maybe you should bring, you know, some food on Saturday, remember, on Friday, whatever day it was. And I thought, for sure, you know, we would have just a little bit of food. Remember, I brought that little sack. Do you remember? What do you think happened? Do you think we got any food at all to help our brothers and sisters? Those people who aren't feeling very well, what do you think? I love an optimist. He said, I think you've got a whole lot of food. Field trip really fast. Come with me. Come on. Let's go see how it all worked out. Come on. Don't be shy. Hurry up. Pastor even remembered to put his keys where they were supposed to be. Come on. Let's go see what happened. Hurry. Were we good Samaritans? What do you think? I don't know. Oh my gosh. Look over here. Holy smokes. Everywhere you look, check it out. Are you ready? Look in here. What do you see there?
I see all this food. I can't even count it.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
There's like 100. There's like a honey bread. A thousand.
There's like 1,000.
There's like 1,100.
You know what I think happened?
There's
I think.
Like Google Plexian.
That's what? A lot. Wonderful. So we got to be good Samaritans. Thank you. You can go back to your parents.